NPRinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living with five locations across eastern Kansas in Topeka, Osage City, Iola, Emporia, and El Dorado, working to empower persons with disabilities. More at rcilinc.org.
It's 90 degrees in Lawrence, 90 in Manhattan. It is 6:06, and you're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Like at NPR News on the Chesapeake Bay.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, many other frequencies scattered around the state. You can listen online anytime. We are streaming 24 hours a day at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
Thanks so much for joining us today. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 6:30. At 6:36, we will talk about moves at the International Olympic Committee to clear the way for Russia to compete once again in Olympic events. We will also hear an encore broadcast of a story Frank Morris brought us about a month ago, talking about the Food for Peace program. We'll get an update coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering custom concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about available services is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
As far as the weather goes, hey, it's summertime, and we're certainly going to feel it for the next few days. Clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, highs in the 90s. Tomorrow night, humid and hot. 40% chance of showers and storms after midnight. Locally, heavy rainfall is possible late tomorrow night. As I said, humid with a low in the lower 70s. 30% chance of showers and storms on Thursday. And, wait for it, humid, highs back into the 90s. And a 50% chance of showers and storms on Thursday night, with lows only getting down into the 70s. It is 6:20.
International deals he's making tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We simulcast Morning Edition on KPR 1 and KPR 2. A. Martinez, Michelle Martin, and Tom Parkinson will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Professional Studies, an economic engine for the region, providing career-specific degrees, professional development programs, and leadership workshops that strengthen communities. More at sps.ku.edu.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 90 degrees in Lawrence. It's 87 in Emporia. It's 6:30.
Dry vegetation have created a perfect storm.
We're seeing fire growth up to 30,000 acres in a day, which we haven't seen in a very long time, if ever.
She says having so many large fires at once stresses firefighters and the national network that shares resources between states. For NPR News, I'm David Kondos in St. George, Utah.
Stocks finished lower across the board on Wall Street today. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. A Johnson County pastor has set a record for contributions in the first campaign quarter for any U.S. Senate candidate in Kansas history. Cassandra Isobel Flores has the story.
2 months into officially launching his Democratic campaign to replace Kansas incumbent Roger Marshall for the U.S. Senate, Reverend Adam Hamilton has raised nearly $4 million, as first reported by the Kansas City Star. This record is triple of what Barbara Boyer raised in her 2019 launch quarter. She raised roughly $1.1 million. Known as the founding pastor of the nation's largest United Methodist Church, Hamilton's fundraising campaign raised more than half of what Senator Marshall raised over the course of his entire 2020 campaign. I'm Cassandra Isabel Flores.
Older Kansans will have to wait longer for services that help them avoid or delay being placed in a nursing home. For the first time, state officials created a wait list for the Frail Elderly Home and Community-Based Services Program. It can pay for personal care services like help with bathing and other care that helps people stay in their homes. Andy Brown is with the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services. He says demand is up, but Kansas only has funding for about 9,000 people.
And so as we track people that are coming off of the waiver, that'll open up slots for us to add people that are on the wait list.
Brown says last year advocates asked the legislature to increase funding, but lawmakers did not approve enough. After the Trump administration canceled a $300 million program for Black, Indigenous, and immigrant farmers, a federal judge has ordered the U.S. Department of Agriculture to reinstate the grants, which includes projects in Kansas and Missouri. Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports about half of the projects are still halted.
49 projects through the USDA's Increasing Land, Capital, and Market Access Program lost funding in March. Now a federal judge has granted a preliminary injunction and ordered the administration to reinstate 24 of the awards by last Friday. That includes nonprofit Cultivate Kansas City, which has about $2.5 million through the program. Executive Director Brian Darby says the project was working to improve access to land and capital for growers in Kansas City.
It's exciting, but it's righting a wrong. It's not really a step forward, and it's temporary.
The other 25 projects are gone, which Darby says is a loss for new farmers. I'm Anna Pope, Harvest Public Media.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the lower 90s. There's a 40% chance of showers and storms late tomorrow night. Locally heavy rainfall is possible. Humid with a low in the lower 70s. This is KPR.
It's All Things Considered from NPR. All Things Considered from NPR News.
For America's 250th, Morning Edition got to take a closer look at some of the tools that shaped this country.
They bought it in Philadelphia from a compass maker there.
There's no way Lewis and Clark could have known all that would come. The whole point of exploring is you don't know what you're going to find.
Explore history as we know it every weekday morning with Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Lots of other frequencies, too, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas band The Lost Keys for the final Sunday Jayhawk Jukebox, Sunday, July 12 at 2 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Still have about 11 minutes of All Things Considered still to come. 7:01 on your KPR One station's news headlines, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music, followed by Jazz in the Night. If you're joining us on KPR Two, stick around at 7 o'clock for investigative journalism with Reveal.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
Clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, sunny with a high in the lower 90s. There's a 40% chance of showers and storms late tomorrow night. It's going to be humid. Lows in the lower 70s. Any of those storms, if they do crop up, could have locally heavy rainfall. It's 90 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 7.
You are listening to All Soccer Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from Vanguard. With Vanguard Investor Choice, investors can have a voice in how their eligible Vanguard funds vote on key shareholder matters. Learn more at vanguard.com/investor choice. From your part-time controller, specializing in nonprofit accounting and committed to supporting nonprofits with financial management services such as budgeting and forecasting, yptc.com/NPR. And from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a program that monitors how and how much a person drives. Snapshot offers personalized rates based on their driving habits at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. This is NPR.
At the NATO summit, President Trump says he wants to sell fighter jets to Turkey despite a congressional ban. Trump's international deal-making on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines are up next, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music with Steve Seal at 9 o'clock. It's Jazz in the Night.
Support for KPR comes from Delicias del Sur, now hosting private events and offering catering for any occasion, featuring a variety of South American flavors, located at 724 Massachusetts Street. More at Delicias del Sur's Facebook page.
Clear skies in the forecast for northeast and east central Kansas tonight with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the lower 90s. We do have a 40% chance of showers and storms late tomorrow night. Any storms that crop up could produce heavy rainfall. Lows in the lower 70s tomorrow night and very humid. It's 7:01. The news is next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. The U.S. has launched a series of strikes against Iran after 3 merchant ships were struck in the Strait of Hormuz, and the Trump administration reversed a decision today that allowed Iran to produce, sell, and deliver crude oil for 2 months. NPR's Jackie Northam has more.
Last month, the Trump administration swept aside long-standing sanctions on Iran oil as part of an interim peace agreement. It was one of the sweeteners the U.S. offered in a bid to get Iran to open the Strait of Hormuz. The waivers allowed Iran to sell crude and other petroleum products on the open market, potentially pulling in between $8 and $10 billion in sales for the regime while the agreement was in place. The waiver was due to expire mid-August but could have been extended by mutual consent. But after Iranian attacks on ships, the U.S. canceled the sanction waivers and started launching strikes in retaliation for the attacks on the commercial vessels. Jackie Northam, NPR News.
States are seeking up to $1.4 trillion from Meta over claims the company designed Facebook and Instagram to addict young users. As NPR's Bobby Allen reports, that's nearly equal to the entire value of the tech giant.
Meta revealed the number in a new court filing tied to an upcoming trial slated for August in Oakland. In the filing, Meta says the estimated damages are grossly exaggerated and have no basis in law. The case centers on claims that Meta violated child safety laws and misled consumers about the addictive nature of Facebook and Instagram. The maximum possible damages estimated by states is nearly the same as Meta's $1.5 trillion valuation. But states must first win the trial, and if they prevail, damages will be determined by the court. The case this fall in Oakland follows 2 major courtroom losses for Meta in Los Angeles and New Mexico, where a jury awarded the state $375 million after finding the company knowingly harmed children's mental health. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
Far-right French leader Marine Le Pen says she'll run for president next year and legally challenge her embezzlement conviction. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports a French appeals court has cleared the way but is requiring her to wear an electronic monitor.
Most people expected a clearer decision. If the lower court verdict was fully upheld, Le Pen was to be barred from politics for 5 years. But the court gave her a suspended sentence and 1 year with an electronic bracelet. If she'd been declared ineligible, her National Rally Party's number two, Jordan Bardella, was to be the candidate for president. The 30-year-old politician is very popular, especially with young people. Others call him an empty suit who lacks experience. Le Pen is a shrewd politician with decades of experience, but a guilty verdict on her head. The National Rally now faces a difficult choice at a time when it's never been so popular and has a real chance at the presidency. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
U.S. stock indexes closed down today. This is NPR News.
Stardate July 7th. The evening star nuzzles the lion the next few nights. Venus will pass quite close to Regulus, Leo's brightest star. At their closest, they'll be just 1 degree apart, the width of a pencil held at arm's length. Despite their proximity in the sky, Venus and Regulus are nowhere close to each other in reality. They're separated by many trillions of miles. Venus is a planet in our own solar system. Right now, it's 92 million miles away. That's about the average distance to the Sun, a distance known as the astronomical unit. It's the basic yardstick for measuring the solar system. It's a lot more convenient than miles or kilometers. A lot fewer zeros to worry about. But it's not a great yardstick for measuring the distances between stars. Regulus, for example, is more than 5 million astronomical units from us, 5 million times farther than Venus. Yet it's one of our closer neighbors. So there are two other units for measuring those distances. The most common is the light year, the distance light travels in 1 year, almost 6 trillion miles. And astronomers generally use parsecs. One parsec is 3.25 light years, so Regulus is about 24 parsecs from Earth. Regulus is close to the upper left of Venus at nightfall this evening. Venus will slide past the star over the next two nights. They'll be closest together on Wednesday, but close only in appearance. We have more sky watching tips and much more about the cosmos in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. I'm Billy Henry.
There's music of Robert Schumann coming after this hour. Our major work for this hour ahead is going to be his piano concerto in A minor. And Sibelius a little bit later on, and hear from Chevalier de Saint-Georges, the fascinating 18th century composer who was, I suppose, the first well-known black composer who rose to prominence in the very, very Caucasian world of classical music, especially in the 18th century. This is the overture to his opera, The Anonymous Lover, played here by Jean Lemon and Tafel Musik. Thank you. overture to The Anonymous Lover, an opera by Chevalier de Saint-Georges. He was born Joseph Bologna. So if we were to say all of those names, it would be, like five names. Jean Lamont led Tafel Musique.
Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, working with individuals, families, and communities to promote independent living and individual choice to persons with disabilities. Information at rcilinc.org.
Here's a look at the KPR weather forecast. It's 88 and fair. Wind is from the east at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 60s. Wind will be from the east at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then tomorrow, clear with a high in the low 90s. Wind will be from the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, a few showers with a low in the mid-70s. It's 88 and fair. From KPR's 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
The more that history is mined for stories, and quite frankly for accuracy in the pursuit of knowledge about how events really did unfold, we've learned a bit more over the years about the significant role that Clara Schumann played in her husband Robert Schumann's life. Now, I suppose we always knew she was not just a great pianist, a superstar performer, but that she also very much took care of her beloved Robert as he increasingly dealt with the mental illness that would eventually tragically overwhelm him. And this all the while taking care of their eight children, all the while doing quite a bit of composing on her own. These days, the quality of that composing is finally truly recognized. One thing I found fascinating recently is while she did encourage Robert to write his piano concerto in A minor, now we know a lot of this piece was actually inspired by her piano concerto in A minor, which came first. But it's this one is certainly one of the giants in the repertoire. Here's Evgeny Kisin at the piano with Sir Colin Davis and the London Symphony Orchestra. Piano Concerto in A Minor by Robert Schumann. Evgeny Kisin at the piano there. Sir Colin Davis conducted the London Symphony Orchestra.
Support for classical music on KPR comes from KTWU Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU Channel 11, local public television. And Watkins Museum of History, celebrating America's 250th anniversary with various museums and historic sites. Information about Finding Freedom, the Promise of 1776 in Douglas County, Kansas, at watkinsmuseum.org.
Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 87 and fair. Wind is from the east at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 60s. Wind will be from the east at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then tomorrow, clear with a high in the low 90s. Wind will be from the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, a few showers with a low in the mid-70s. It's 87 and fair. Stay tuned for more KPR weather.
This is from Jean Sibelius, his Rustic Suite.
Thank you.
the suite champêtre, or rustic suite, by Jean Sibelius.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 87 and fair. Wind is from the east at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 60s. Wind will be from the east at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then tomorrow, clear with a high in the low 90s. Wind will be from the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, a few showers with a low in the mid 70s. It's 87 and fair. Stay tuned for more KPR weather.
Composer Carlos Simon points out there have been hundreds, maybe thousands, of dances created over the span of American history that have originated from the social climate of American slavery and Reconstruction and Jim Crow. This piece of Simon's is an orchestral study of the music that is associated with the ring shout, the waltz, the tap dance, and the holy dance. All of these dances, he says, are but a mere representation of the wide range of cultural and social differences within Black American communities. Four Black American dances by Carlos Simon coming up.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. Pressure is mounting on Maine Democratic Senate nominee Graham Plattner to leave the race. As NPR's Sage Miller reports, Plattner has lost his top allies.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is the latest that has called on Plattner to leave the race for Maine's U.S. Senate seat. The request came after Plattner was accused of sexual assault by a former romantic partner. Plattner gained Sanders' endorsement early in his campaign for Senate. Plattner positioned himself as a progressive, much like Sanders, calling on Medicare for all and getting corporate money out of politics. Other top Democrats, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, have urged Plattner to suspend his campaign. Plattner would need to end his Senate bid by Monday in order for Maine Democrats to nominate a replacement in time for the general election. Democrats are hoping to flip the seat blue in November. Sage Miller, NPR News.
A federal judge has rejected the Department of Justice's attempt to gain access to the personal information of Fulton County's 2020 election workers. It's a setback for President Trump's probe into Georgia and his unsubstantiated claims that voter fraud cost him the presidency. Melissa Fato from member station WABE has more.
Fulton County officials argued a DOJ subpoena requesting the names and information of every county employee and poll volunteer was meant to harass and intimidate them. They asked a federal judge to intervene. In his decision, U.S. District Judge William Ray called the subpoena highly burdensome and unreasonable. He also noted the statute of limitations has long since passed, so the feds couldn't use the information to charge anyone with a crime. Ray scolded the DOJ for trying to use grand jury powers to gain private information without a legitimate purpose. For NPR News, I'm Melissa Fato in Atlanta.
The International Olympic Committee today lifted its suspension of Russia's National Olympic Committee. The move clears the way for Russian athletes to compete at the Los Angeles Summer Games in 2028. NPR's Brian Mann reports.
The IOC banned the vast majority of Russians from competing for their home country after the full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022. This IOC move will make it easier for Russians to compete, even as Russian drone and missile strikes continue to slam Ukrainian cities. Vladislav Hereskevich is a Ukrainian Olympic bobsledder.
Today we have day of mourning because of before yesterday attacks. And to have the same news like in the day of mourning is wild, because with that you understand the scale war is not getting any smaller. And it's a very, very wrong decision, and it's a very shameful decision.
Sports officials in Moscow praised the IOC move, but some restrictions remain in place. If Russians win medals, they still won't be allowed to play their national anthem or fly the Russian flag. Brian Mann, NPR News.
Yesterday's World Cup match between the U.S. and Belgium set a record as the most watched soccer telecast in U.S. history. Fox says 30 million people watched the game. This is NPR. Officials say a 37-story high-rise under construction in Manhattan is unstable and moving after columns buckled and floors sagged. The former Pfizer headquarters is being converted to luxury apartments. Nearby buildings, including a school, were evacuated. New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani says engineers are working to stabilize the structure. Builders say the tower is part of the city's largest office-to-residential conversion project, with over 1,600 planned units. Hungary pulled its state-run TV off the air today in a move to dismantle what many call the backbone of the former government's propaganda machine, Drew Lifeheit reports.
If you tuned in to Hungarian state TV's M1 this afternoon, you got a blank screen and a message. Public media should not lie. We apologize for doing so for years. The shakeup didn't stop there. State news radio went quiet too, replaced by classical music. Top station executives and several anchors were fired. One was even escorted out of the building. M1 was the flagship of government propaganda under former Prime Minister Viktor Orban, whose party lost power last spring. Hungary's new Prime Minister, Péter Magyar, had promised on the campaign trail to make the broadcaster independent. There'll be an interim period first, then state media's new leadership will be chosen through a competitive process. For NPR News, I'm Drew Lifeheit in Budapest.
President Trump is claiming credit for Walmart's recent price cuts, though the retailer's statement doesn't mention his administration's involvement. Walmart's statement describes the cuts as a seasonal strategy with no mention of the government interaction. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century. This is NPR.
This is by Benjamin Goddard. It's classical music for our Tuesday evening, and welcome to it. I'm Steve Seal. I can't imagine what it would be like to be a cellist and be on stage or in a recording studio with Yo-Yo Ma. I would think I have this sense that Yo-Yo Ma probably does his best to put other performers, not just cellists, but all other performers at ease. But still, I think it would probably be nerve-wracking. Here's Jonathan Manson joining Yo-Yo Ma for this two cello piece, Concerto for Two Cellos by Vivaldi. Concerto for two cellos in G minor by Vivaldi. Yo-Yo Ma plays the first cello and Jonathan Manson the second. And Ton Koopman led the Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra from his position at the harpsichord there.
Public radio is civic infrastructure built for accountability.
The government is actively trying to rewrite this history.
For insight.
That has huge effects here at home, right? What does that look like?
For finding answers.
NPR's investigations team explains what...
For good company.
I keep learning again and again that hope is the right response to the human condition.
We are still here for your right to be curious. This is NPR.
Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 87 and fair. Wind is from the east at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight clear with a low in the upper 60s. Wind will be from the east at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then tomorrow clear with a high in the low 90s. Wind will be from the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night a few showers with a low in the mid 70s. It's 87 and fair. Stay tuned for more KPR weather.
Dance has always been a part of any culture, and American composer Carlos Simon reminds us that, particularly in Black American communities, dance is and has been the fabric of social gatherings. There have been hundreds, perhaps thousands of dances, he says, created over the span of American history that have originated from the social climate of slavery and Reconstruction and Jim Crow. And this piece takes as its starting point four of those: the ring shout, the waltz, the tap dance, and what he calls holy dance. We'll even hear some tap dancing, actually, in this piece. Four Black American Dances by Carlos Simon.
Thank you.
from American composer Carlos Simon, Four Black American Dances, played there by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Manfred Hrenek. Our music this evening is supported by Made In Cookware. Made In Cookware is crafted by chefs for use in restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. Huma Yon Saki is an Afghan musician and composer. His specialty is playing the rubab, which is a lute-like musical instrument. Actually, the national musical instrument of Afghanistan, also commonly played in India and Pakistan. This is a piece of his called Tolo, or Sunrise, played here by the Apollo Chamber Players. Thank you. That's a piece by Homayoun Saki, a contemporary Afghan-born composer. We heard Tolo from his string quartet number one, played there by the Apollo Chamber Players.
Curiosity leads to understanding.
What changed your mind?
It bridges divides.
Because it's not a black and white story, in my opinion, about heroes and villains.
And fosters connection.
The more we can interact with actual human beings, the better understanding we'll have of how truly complex and thoughtful people are.
Curiosity brings you here. This is NPR.
I'm Maria Lopez. Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 85 and fair. Wind is from the east at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 60s. Wind will be from the east at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then, tomorrow, clear with a high in the low 90s. Tomorrow night, a few showers with a low in the mid-70s. It's 85 and fair. From KPR's 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is from the Finnish composer Veino Raitio, and it's called Summer Seams from Haim.
Thank you.
It's a piece that makes me want to go to Finland in the summertime. Sounds beautiful. That's called Summer Seems from Hame by the Finnish composer Vino Raitio, played there by the Tapiola Sinfonietta.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And online at kansaspublicradio.org.
I'm Maria Lopez. Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 85 and fair. Wind is from the east at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight clear with a low in the upper 60s. Wind will be from the east at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then tomorrow clear with a high in the low 90s. Tomorrow night a few showers with a low in the mid 70s. It's 85 and fair. From KPR's 24-hour weather center, I'm Maria Lopez.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. Democrats across the country are withdrawing support from Maine U.S. Senate candidate Graham Platner after a sexual assault allegation, which he denies. If he drops out, Democrats are divided on who should replace him, and Maine law has tight deadlines for replacing candidates, as Maine Public's Steve Missler explains.
That deadline is Monday, July 13th at 5 p.m., and if Platner formally withdraws from the race with the Secretary of State by then, Democrats can actually replace him on the ballot, but they have only until July 27th to do so, and that's about 2 weeks away. So just like with President Joe Biden's withdrawal from the 2024 presidential race, that's just not a lot of time for state Democrats to figure out a process to replace him.
Maine Public's Steve Missler reporting. Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell is facing new scrutiny over his health as he remains hospitalized. NPR's Claudia Grisales reports his office has shared few details since the former Senate Majority Leader was admitted for care weeks ago.
Top Senate Republican leaders said they had lengthy and substantive conversations with McConnell by phone this week. Senate Majority Leader John Thune, who succeeded McConnell in the job, said they discussed national security, while Senate Majority Whip John Barrasso said over a 20-minute conversation, he and McConnell caught up on Senate races, the July recess, and a defense funding bill. The 84-year-old a polio survivor has not been seen or heard from since his June 14th hospitalization for unknown reasons. Public safety scanner traffic posted by streaming platforms captured a medical call to McConnell's D.C. home. D.C. Fire and EMS dispatch reported an unconscious person, later saying CPR was in progress. Claudia DeSalves, NPR News.
NATO military partners remain committed to business as usual as the NATO summit continues in Turkey. From member station WHRO, Steve Walsh reports.
At the recent Fleet X-250, ships from NATO partners coordinated with each other off the coast of Norfolk. U.S. Rear Admiral Doug Perry says allies work closely together despite clashes among the alliance's political leadership.
While we have challenges of sorting where we've been in the past to what we need to be capable of doing in the future, we are stronger than we've been in years.
Perry heads NATO Joint Forces Command Norfolk, which will soon be led by a British commander under a reorganization begun last year. President Trump plans to hold a press conference Wednesday, which may spark more changes in the transatlantic alliance. For NPR News, I'm Steve Walsh.
Some European lawmakers are rallying to investigate FIFA boss Gianni Infantino. They're concerned about his involvement in allowing U.S. striker for Lauren Balogun to play despite a red card. FIFA lifted his suspension after President Trump intervened. This is NPR. Colombia's president-elect Abelardo de la Espriella has suspended the transition process with outgoing President Gustavo Petro. He's an ally of President Trump and accuses Petro of planning a coup to stay in power. Petro alleged fraud in the June 21st runoff election without providing evidence. The leader of Britain's populist right-wing party says he will resign from parliament following questions over donations he received. He says he plans to run again and is calling for a special election, NPR's Fatima Al-Kassab reports.
Britain's populist Reform Party has been ahead in national polls, but Nigel Farage has come under increasing scrutiny over his financial support. There were reports in the UK media that he had not declared donations given to him by a friend and convicted fraudster, and ongoing questions about a personal gift of more than $6 million from a crypto billionaire who lives in Thailand and uses a pseudonym. Speaking at a press conference today, Farage blamed a media pile-on and said he had done nothing wrong. He said he'd let voters in this special election be the judges of his actions, calling it a people versus the establishment election. Fatima Al-Kassab, NPR News.
A court has ordered a Chinese tea chain to pay the French luxury brand Louis Vuitton $1.5 million over copyright infringement claims. The dispute is over the four-petal flower from the fashion house's 130-year-old signature monogram, but some are accusing Louis Vuitton of monopolizing traditional Chinese patterns. The fashion brand says the monogram was inspired by neo-Gothic ornamentation. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Pew Charitable Trusts, sharing about the state of housing in America on the After the Fact podcast, available at pewtrusts.org/afterthefact, and the Doris Duke Foundation.
It's the wrong time and the wrong place. Though your face is charming, it's the wrong face. It's not his face, but such a charming face that it's all right with me. It's the wrong song in the wrong style. Though your smile is lovely, it's the wrong smile. It's not his smile, but such a lovely smile that it's all right with me. You can't know how happy I am that we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you wanna forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but they're such tempting lips that if some night you're free, well, it's all right, it's all right, it's all right with me. It's all right, it's all right, all right with me. The wrong place. But it's such a charming, lovely face that it's all right with me. The wrong song and the wrong style. It is not at all his smile, but such a lovely, lovely smile. You can't know how happy I am that we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. Someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you wanna forget someone too? Wrong game, wrong chips. Your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but they're such tempting lips that it's all night you're free. Dear, it's alright. It's alright. It's all right with me, with me, with me. It's all
The vocal group Duchess opening tonight's Jazz in the Night, their version of Cole Porter's It's All Right With Me. Their new album is called A Marvelous Party. The three singers and Duchess, Amy Cervini, Hillary Gardner, Melissa Stiliano. I'm Bob McWilliams. We've got music up next from alto saxophonist Phil Woods' quintet. On the way, guitarist Peter Hand, pianist John Hicks, and out of the vinyl vault, trumpeter Charles Tolliver. Right now, though, the Phil Woods quintet. This is from an album entitled An Affair to Remember from 1994, and it's Phil and the band's version of Invitation here on KPR.
Thank you.
alto saxophonist Phil Woods' quintet with Invitation, and the band there with them on this 1994 album called An Affair to Remember. Brian Lynch on trumpet, Jim McNeely on piano, and the bass and drum combination with Phil for decades, Steve Gilmore bass, and Bill Goodwin as the drummer. In just a bit, we're going to hear from pianist John Hicks, an album he did of Sonny Clark tunes. And up next, we've got guitarist Peter Hand and his album Topaz from just a couple of years back. Support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery, all in one place. More information available at lmh.org/cancercare. And the Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, open year-round, featuring nearly 10,000 animals. Admission supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife at home and around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org. Guitarist Peter Hand, a tune called Cash or Charge. ¶¶